My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
We want to get some of this out to customers before the growing season is over.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, crawling inside this hydroelectric generator is a carnival of fun.
This is the most tedious, time-consuming jack job I've seen in a while.
At the sideshow, see the amazing Mike tie himself into knots.
Oh, this is super comfortable.
Under the big top.
Whoa, that's supposed to move?
Yeah.
I fly through the air on a turbine blade trapeze.
Yes.
Not so bad, huh?
Not so good.
Then.
This is the bone foo.
What is a bone foo?
The practical jokers of the fish tagging department show me a pond that's nothing.
Pretty much pure crap.
Pretty much.
It's a nice toilet, but it's a toilet.
It is.
Oh, God.
Let's say you're a salmon, recently born, living up in Canada somewhere. You find yourself in the Columbia River one day with an overwhelming desire to swim to the ocean. It happens to millions of salmon. But if you find yourself down here in Wenatchee, Washington, you're going to have an obstacle. That's the Rocky Reach Dam. It's pretty cool.
Rocky Reach Dam can generate enough electricity to power a city the size of Seattle or Denver. Inside these structures are turbines that create the electricity, and these are the spillways. Baby salmon can get through the turbines and through the spillways, but for a safer journey to the ocean, Rocky Reach created the fish bypass system.
It looks like an amusement ride at a carnival or something, but it's this big white tube, comes all the way around. I'm standing on it right now. How a salmon gets through the fish bypass is a mystery to me. How the turbines generate electricity, that's a mystery as well. Today, I hope to solve those and other mysteries.
The Rocky Reach Dam was built in 1956 to harness the Columbia River's currents. Over 50 years later, the dam is now responsible for providing electricity to 7 million homes in the Pacific Northwest.
All this is part of the Juvenile Fish Bypass System.
The guy walking with us right now is the dam safety inspector, Randy Ogle.
60 feet down.
Regular viewers know that before every shoot, we always go through our safety inspections.
He's in a hurry. It'd be ironic to get run over in the middle of a safety briefing.
Okay, this is part of the lockout, tagout procedures. We have tag here. That tag stays there.
Stays
so
there.
People know.
Done.
Head gates are in. Don't take them out.
Because you could be down there.
Because we could be down there.
I could be down there.
That's right.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, terrific.
Do we start work now? Or
no.
No?
We got lots of tags.
You want to show me all the tags?
I'm going to show you all the tags.
Your purpose in showing me these tags is it to create a sense of understanding or create a sense of security in me?
Understanding and security, so that there is no chance of you being hurt.
Would it be possible just to leapfrog straight ahead to, like, would you trust me now if I said I feel very secure?
No.
No.
we have to walk the clearance.
So we've done two.
35 more to go.
Come on. I thought you said 11.
There's 11 units, but there's a lot of other tags. Off we go then.
Good, Dave. I blame you for this.
If everyone keeps up, we won't be here long. Isn't that something?
My security and understanding are increasing exponentially. Now, this was a very efficient use of our time right here.
I was trying.
We just tore through six of these things. Look at the split.
All right. Tripping
careful.
Hazard, tripping hazard.
Somebody put a tag on that thing.
Safety first.
It just means I can't sue you if something goes wrong. That's really what this means.
That means that you've walked the clearance.
Uh-huh.
And you know that those tags were there.
Okay.
You'll have to sign off before you leave.
All right. All right, so this is the crew. It's Jeff and Jody and John and Dwayne and Vince.
Take note, Dwayne is 6'3", and Vince, he's 6'6". You'll see why this is important in a minute. These guys are so big, they're making me feel like Barsky.
What are we doing down here?
exactly?
You're going to pull the main shaft packing?
Yeah.
And what is the packing in the main shaft exactly?
It's keeping the river from flooding.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So graphite in a cord design is wrapped around the shaft of the turbine.
Correct.
Keeping the river where it belongs.
Yep.
Not in here. We're going to take that out.
Yes.
And put in a new one.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to follow you guys. You'll follow me. You'll follow us, East Boat.
There are 11 hydraulic turbines here at Rocky Reach Dam, and each turbine operates independently from the other. Power is generated when water flows through the dam, spinning the turbines. We're going a couple of floors down, where a turbine has been shut down for maintenance.
The packing, I guess, is under here?
Right. Under our feet, actually.
And once we're down there, Vince, do we take the graphite thing with us? Or do we?
No, we're going to be pulling stuff out. We're just going to go down by ourselves. These guys are going to lower our tools down to us, and then we'll pull the packing.
Great. The black gunky stuff I'm looking at, that's just...
Black gunky stuff?
Yeah.
The stuff that ends up in the sump?
Uh-huh. And, that's not what we're changing out. That's not the graphite.
No.
Like that. So, I mean, really, spell it out for me like I'm a small, stupid child.
Feet first into the hole. You kind of got to bend yourself sideways to get your legs to go one way. Arms above your head to get through the hole because you're probably too wide this way to go through the hole. Lay down and we'll disperse around the diameter of the shaft around here.
All right, great.
You got to go in.
Once again, there goes Doug.
As usual, Doug goes in first to capture the magnificence of our job site.
Oh, I'm facing the wrong way now.
You can turn around once you get part way down there.
All right.
It'll come natural to you once you start in.
It's like riding a bike. Oh, yeah, I get it. You guys are kidding, right?
About?
All of it.
No.
No? You're not messing with me. You just lay down here in the gunk? Oh, man. Claustrophobics need not apply. It's freezing down here.
Remember what we talked about earlier? Well, this area is about 3.5 feet high.
Vince, you attach those feet?
That's me.
Vince, you know, being 6'6 and all, I thought I'd give him some room.
Mike, I brought you a pair.
Pair of what?
A pair of channel locks. You can't be a hydromechanic without your channel locks.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to do with them?
We're going to take all these nuts off. We're going to take it out. Packing's below it.
The shaft packing needs to be replaced every 4.5 years.
Can you see, Vince? Here's your arm. Get it right back.
I just want to show you. That's what 6'6 looks like. Jammed into a place that was built for somebody who's maybe 5'6.
How's your back?
So far, so good.
Yeah? So, Dwayne, what do you guys normally talk about when you're down here?
We usually don't use as nice a language as we're using today.
That goes up, right?
That'll come towards you.
Down. Down? Crap.
Get the... Am I going the...
No, there's no way I'm going the wrong way.
Am I going the wrong way, Dwayne?
Yeah, it's going the wrong way.
Like this?
Nope, the other way.
Well, I had failed to accomplish my task. But for some reason, Vince didn't seem to care. He said it was time to remove the ring from around the shaft.
All right, we're coming.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
It was a tight fit. So we had to raise it evenly on all sides.
Are you out all the way?
Well, you see, this thing you got your finger through right there, and there's another one over here, except it's got a big rod through it. It's sticking in its other end part of the...
you didn't pull this out.
No. I thought
you
the
should have one of
that.
These. Oh, okay.
Well, I thought with all the grunting over there at the way, and I thought maybe he pulled the stud out of the tight...
Oh, this is awkward.
Is it coming out, Mike?
I got one of the nuts off, but that other thing is screwed in there like in Samson.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, it's helping?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm actually assisting.
I can't tell if it's working from here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Coming up, I learned some new words.
Shut up.
Then, up on the trapeze, I get my butt kicked.
Give me another kick. One more. Yeah, yeah. That's hysterical.
Later, the fish professionals.
All right. Why am I suddenly thinking we might be working at the wrong dam?
Show me where to put a salmon tag.
Don't tell me to go up the butt.
Here we go, Mike. Got it started here. We're all right.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, mine came up a little too, actually. Pulling it up.
All right. So this is the stuff we're replacing. I see it now.
The packing material is made of abraded graphite. Aside from keeping the river out, its webbed fibers allow a small amount of water to seep through, keeping the shaft cool while it spins.
All you, Dwayne.
All right.
You got her?
It's all free.
So we got all that thing out in one big piece?
Yep.
That section. There's some more in there, Mike.
Sure there is. Sure there is. Why would we be finished?
Can you get this foot on the other side of my foot?
Oh, sure.
Is that comfortable?
Oh, this is super comfortable. Oh, this is really good.
Okay, wait a minute. That's... Okay, that's good. This has bolts everywhere. Most of them... Many of them have sailed into my vertebrae somehow.
This is the most tedious, time-consuming jack job I've seen in a while.
How you coming with your work, Mike?
Well, I'm trying to turn this thing. I can only get it like a millimeter at a time. My neck seems to be breaking a bit.
Oh, that bad hole there is just screwing us.
The last one just pulled my bolt back out.
Huh.
Yeah.
So what do we do, close the dam?
Oh, we gotta fix it.
Sorry, Seattle. It's gonna get dark. Real dark.
Let's try coming up again.
All right, you ready, Mike?
All right, want to give it a little pull?
Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're spread too thin, Dwayne.
Man, we need another person.
Yeah, we do.
We're never getting out of here.
Can John come down here, Jody? We're going to need another hand. We're just spread out too thin to bring this thing up straight and even.
I think it's starting to fall apart a little bit. This is John. He's come down right now. If you've just joined us, we've been stuck here at the base of a turbine trying to get a lantern ring out of look, I give up with the nouns. The point right now is things have become so bad and cramped and untenable that both Doug and I are on the verge of urinating in our pants. That would be a dirty job's first. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but if it does, you're going first. How are these seashells getting here?
They tell us that they actually grow in here.
Really?
Yeah.
These aren't leaking in from the river?
Apparently they come in some type of, I don't know, larvae form or,
right.
You know, yeah. Yeah, and they, yeah, we find them in, you know, places they can't get through, so they've actually grown in here.
Nice spot, isn't it?
It really is a little slice of heaven you got down here.
And we're on the good side. That side over there where Dwayne is the worst side.
I told him that earlier, John.
Yeah,
didn't believe
me.
Can we start cussing? Can you guys edit out some cussing?
You can cuss, yeah. I don't care anymore.
You're past that point, huh?
Yep.
Carded. Gonna come out of here one way or another.
All right, the kid's watching right now. You might want to get him out of the room because we're... We took a poll. We really don't have any choice. We're going to start cussing.
Get this over by you guys.
Your side's pulling it up.
It comes,
crap. I just broke a knuckle.
Here, let me try getting one out. The other one.
Oh, wait a minute. He's up.
We're out.
All right, it's all you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby. Got it in.
All right, now that should be the last one.
Another six and another lantern ring and six more rows.
Shut up.
Hey, I think we're out of the hole, aren't we?
Yeah. Dad.
It just feels so good to stand up.
It does.
Stretch out. Now, we were down there in real time a couple hours, maybe. How long? I mean, is that unusual? Is that longer than normal?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, absolutely a ridiculously cramped spot down there. What's next for me?
You're going to hang off the turbine blades and put a temporary hanging floor underneath there.
Hang off of the turbine blades and put a temporary hanging floor?
Yep.
After you. Vince, you got a little dirt on your shirt there, by the way.
Coming up.
You ready? I'm ready.
Okay.
Building a scaffold in midair is a swinging job.
We just call this the swinging staging, and you can see why, because you're swinging the whole time.
Yeah, no, this is swinging for sure. Oh! Ah! Some experiences are simply so awful and motivate you to want to forget them so quickly that you just have to change your surroundings entirely, which is what I've done. Dwayne and Vince, they're gone from my life. Replaced by Mark and Craig and Sam there, and this is Tim and this is Chad, and they have promised me the next job will take place in a larger place.
Larger.
And this is a solemn promise you've made to me.
As long as you don't fall in the water, we're okay.
Mark, you've done this before?
A few times.
You feel fairly confident about the proceedings at hand?
No problem.
Chad, do you concur?
I concur.
Craig, anything to add?
Not at all. These guys got it under control.
These guys have it under control. I'll follow you. You promise it's bigger down here.
We're going below to the bottommost part of the turbine where the blades are.
Behind those gates right there, when the water's leaking in,
yeah,
is the bottom of the river.
So it's the pressure from the water on the blade that compels the blade to turn,
right,
which turns the turbine,
which makes the electricity,
which generates the power, the generator, which goes electricity.
Right.
Yep, yep.
And since we'll be working on the blades, we'll be closer to the river.
I'm having a dirty jobs moment. You know, I spent this morning doing this lockout, tagout thing because safety is critical. I mean, critical. It took me an hour to walk around and look at how everything was arranged and safe. And now we're basically crawling down a blade over top of water, building a scaffold in midair without a harness. How are we allowed to do this without a harness?
It's safer to fall in the water than it is to hang down there until we can get you out.
Well, there you go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll have you go down there.
Uh-huh.
And just climb down, grab that cable, and make sure you get your feet on the aluminum down there.
Similar to a trapeze when you get down there.
Similar to a trapeze.
Hang on to the cable.
I reflect back at all the trapezes I've been on. So.
Which question?
You know what? I got no question.
Hey, we tell you what, that Jacob's ladder is going to slip on you as you go down until it hits the knots. So you're standing on the Jacob's ladder, then grab that red cable there.
Uh-huh.
And hang on to that for dear life.
So 1 foot on the Jacob's ladder,
yeah.
One hand on the cable.
On.
Great.
Right. I'll be good. Hell, I can do it.
And just lower yourself down on that cable.
Whoa! That's supposed to move?
Yeah. That red cable is your ticket right there.
This guy?
You bet. Swing your legs out and slide down.
Where's the kick?
Keep Jeez. Going. You on it?
Yes.
Not so bad, huh?
Not so good, but I'm on it.
You're all right.
Oh, crap. You want me to sit on this thing?
Yeah, just go and have a seat right there, and Tim will be passing you a board here.
You made it!
Tim!
How's it going?
I don't mind telling you, I'm a little confused.
Coming down. All right, that is our work platform.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, we're ready for the first piece. Okay. this side bolts to there.
This method of building a hanging scaffold was custom designed by the hydro dam mechanics.
What part of the scaffolding is this called that's coming down next?
The outside ring, I guess? I don't know. The outside piece.
You guys, with your technical terms.
We just call this the swinging staging, and you can see why, because you're swinging all the time.
Yeah, no, this is swinging for sure. Cross?
Go cross.
That's very sporty. Very sporty.
I got it.
Give me another kick. One more. Yeah, yeah. That's just hysterical that it's safer not to wear a harness because the water, even though it's 15, 20 feet down, would provide less of a potential damage than that harness snapping back and cracking your ribs.
You get this?
Basically put up the metal first, you know? Make a superstructure all the way around it. Then you start laying in the wood.
All wood pieces have been custom cut to fit exactly into the metal structure.
I forgot there was a job to do. Yeah. I thought this was the gig.
Coming up.
How do we get down there?
Shimmy down there.
Wait a minute. Shimmy down?
Yeah. I'll hold the platform for you. You'll be all right.
I find this job has three problems. Location, location, location.
You're all right. Come on down.
Crap.
Then.
Man behind the curtain.
I learned that fish tagging requires surgery.
Can I give it a shot? What is it?
Sure, I can do that.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
No, man. I was looking at you when you thought about it. There was a flash of profound uncertainty and worry that crossed your visage.
Sit down.
Another mini staging area will be hung below the scaffold to do the oil change.
Coming up on the rope.
Well, that just doesn't look stable at all. How do we get down there?
Climb.
Climb on.
Yeah.
We'll get you a ladder.
Yeah.
Oh,
I ain't bad.
Get me a ladder.
Huh?
Oh, you put the ladder in?
We can.
What do you mean we can? How else would you do it?
Shimmy down there.
Wait a minute. Shimmy down?
Yeah.
But please, shimmy. Show me how you shimmy. Look, I'm just kind of kidding if you don't really want to do this.
You're all hung up, man. Jimmy.
Want the ladder?
No, I'll do it. You can spot me. Don't let me fall in there.
I wouldn't dream of that.
I don't know where. How tall? How tall are you?
6'6".
I ain't going to reach that.
You'll reach. I'll hold the platform for you. You'll be all right.
Now I'm shimmying.
Oh. Crap.
You're all right. Come on down. You're about an inch from it. There you go.
That's right. I shimmy.
We won't be shimmying out of here.
This is the cap we're going to pull off right here.
Uh-huh.
Each turbine contains approximately 2,200 gallons of oil, and it's got to be changed every 5 years.
Why does it have to be so tight? I mean, honestly. You're pulling it toward you. I swear you told me to go the other way.
No, I didn't. You were on the other side when I told you to go the other way.
Push.
push?
Yep.
No, man, I just saw you. You came.
You keep changing directions.
How can I change directions? I didn't move. My knee hit the...
Now, look, if I take your exact position,
put this right here, that should mean bringing it toward me. But bringing it toward me is tightening it.
Lefty, loosey.
It's my left. That's left. But you want to go this way, right?
Yep. What are you going to do with those?
We're going to put these in, keep it from falling on us.
How's yours going?
How's mine going?
Yeah.
I wasn't turning it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. What am I turning?
All thread.
The what?
You're running your nut down?
I don't know what I'm doing, man. I just hate this helmet so much. Every time I turn around, I smash myself in this.
Okay, just keep running your nut down.
I'm dirty. I wish I could do this for you. I don't understand how you're turning it. I don't understand. It's a mystery.
Hold still. I got it.
What do you mean you have it?
We're coming down.
Hey, don't spill that on you. It's nasty. Okay.
That thread's under there.
Oh, this is super convenient, too. Look at that. That'll just go right in there like this.
Other way.
Maybe this way.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
What's this weigh, like 90 pounds?
That's a good invitation.
Turn it on.
You're not pumping today.
So we're all good.
It's all work.
We're going to pump it tomorrow morning.
Just out of curiosity, why don't you do it now?
I'm not sure.
I mean, look, no, you know what? I'm just curious.
Just end of the day. It's going
to
take...
Oh, it's time to go home?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I think you're off the hook.
If you're done, I'm done.
Fair enough.
I don't live in a world of extra credit anymore.
You want a couple guys to help you out of there?
I think, yeah, maybe, Sam. That'd be ideal.
Give him a hand out, Jangla.
How would you shimmy out of here?
I'd just climb right up out of here.
Right, go ahead. I'll watch your technique. I guess I could throw my leg up here. I can always do that. Maybe I'll just stay down here. Really, how are you going to do that? You're just gonna pull me straight up?
You ain't got here.
Nice thing about this gig is the glamour that you always find yourself in, no matter what. Sam, it's been a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Anybody else here worth saying goodbye to?
Everybody.
Give my regards, would you? I'm just going to hang here for a bit. Reflect on all I've done wrong.
Coming up, I escape the dam and tag some wild salmon.
The tags we're going to be implanting here, they are called an acoustic tag.
It's a dangerous procedure.
What's worse going to happen?
One slip of the knife and he's dead.
Well, this is going to take forever.
But hey, no pressure.
Nurse, I can save this one.
No pressure at all.
What the heck?
Just outside of the cramped and uncomfortable confines of that turbine is the other elements of the Rocky Reach Hydro Dam. The fish bypass.
Just so we're clear, that crane is over the turbine with the blades that I was just on. And just so we're double clear, I'll never be in there again.
As part of their operating agreement with the government, Rocky Reach has to provide the fish safe passage past the dam. They do this by directing the fish to this bypass, a mile-long pipe that wraps around the dam and drops the fish on the other side. Rocky Reach must also perform rigorous studies to show that the fish bypass is doing its job. One of the people who performs these studies is Dave Beardsley.
The man behind the curtain. You're Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm Mike.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
You too. Well, first of all, officially, what do you call where we are right now?
This is the Rocky Reach Juvenile Sampling Facility.
And the juveniles in question are small salmon.
Small, yeah, baby salmon.
And they've been trying to get back to the ocean.
Yeah, they're migrating the ocean.
To the ocean, for the first time.
For the first time.
They're on the ride of their life. This is a huge adventure for the baby salmon.
That's correct.
All right. And somehow or other, their destiny is in your hands vis-a-vis this control panel.
Yes.
With a flip of the switch, Dave diverts a statistical sample of the fish inside the bypass into a holding area.
When are the runs the heaviest? At what time of year?
The end of April and probably the end of May.
Right.
That's when the fish multiply, and actually it's an innate trigger that allows them to want to migrate to the ocean. We have the fish crowded up. We're ready to put them in this isolation chamber.
Now, what do you think he is? Is he a, what species?
There we go. That's a Chinook. This is MS-222. It's called triacane methyl sulfonate.
Uh-huh.
It's a fish anesthetic.
All right, write it here.
Pour that in.
Okay.
And now we got to wait. And they start to go belly up on their sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're drunk.
All right. So what you have to do here, Mike, is you have to just push this all the way straight up in one solid motion, okay?
Now the sleeping fish take a roller coaster ride through a series of pipes and finally plunge into the shallow stainless steel tank.
Here's a glove frame, Mike. You got to have one of those because we have that MS-222 in the water.
Oh, right.
Fish are checked for previous tags, measured, recorded, and then sent off to the recovery tank.
And then we move on to the next fish.
All right.
Every year from April to May, Rocky Reach performs various studies to determine the type of fish that travel through the bypass and gather statistics on fish survival rates. Once the fish are collected, we'll transport them across the dam to the tagging sites.
And those ears back towards you?
Just testing, Carl.
Sure.
There you go.
We're going to hop up on top here. This is a device used to...
The hell is that, Carl? What in the hell is that?
This is the bone foo.
What is a bone foo?
It's used to scare the fish to the bottom of the tank as they're exiting so that they don't hang around.
Carl, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but isn't it true that this is a made-up tool?
Yes, it is.
It's not really a bone foo,
no,
is it?
No, it's
just a custom specialty tool.
Who made it?
Carl.
You made this?
No, not that one, but one like it.
Oh, I see. So you ripped off a pre-existing design.
I did, yes.
And what was the pre-existing design called? What's more interesting, the fact that Carl created this, or that he borrowed it from a pre-existing design that doesn't have a name, or that he somehow christened it a bone foo for reasons that aren't entirely clear to me?
Okay,
that's what we want to know.
That's where the name came from?
Yes.
All right, one of the hydro mechanics... His nickname is Bone, and he is a black belt in karate. So, kung fu. So, he designed the initial tool and called it the Bone Fu.
What's your friend's name? The karate guy? I mean, his real name, not Bone.
What is his name?
Nobody
knows.
Even
know what his real name is?
Rick.
Now, listen, I'm going to ask a serious question, and I appreciate an honest answer. Why do you call him Bone?
I don't know. The mechanics nicknamed him that.
Really? Why am I suddenly thinking we might be working at the wrong dam? Hey, guess what? Bone food time, babies. Yes, get in there. There we go.
The trash cans that hold these fish are constantly filled with fresh water, pumped from the river after it's gone through a denitrification process.
No, we're gonna take these inside, where the actual work will commence.
That's correct.
Got it.
Right through this door here.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Jim. Good. Chris.
Mike,
nice to meet you.
You too.
The tags we're gonna be implanting here, they are called an acoustic tag. Now they're detected in the river by sonar devices called hydrophones.
You're a big brother here for the fish.
Right.
Once you shove one of these things in there, where do you put them? Don't tell me to go up the butt.
No.
Honestly, I can't. I don't think I can bear it anymore.
Right here, right in there.
Oh, through the heart.
Yeah, right through the heart.
There's an opening in the belly cavity where we insert them where it doesn't affect any of the organs.
So make an incision right off the pec fin and between the midline, which is right here.
Mm-hmm. While the fish is lying on the operating table, fresh water and anesthesia is irrigated from a bucket to the fish.
You can feel the ribs. You have to crack those ribs or cut through them to get the tag in, the cavity. So next we're going to use this as Oxytet. It's a oxytetracycline, and it's an antibiotic topical.
Where do you put it? Just give
right
us
right on the incision. Yeah. Perfect. Here, and put in the tag. The tag just kind of pops in. Now we're going to do sutures.
These sutures will fall out on their own?
They'll absorb or dissolve, and you'll never see them.
Might be like a little war wound. Although you probably won't have any memory of this at all.
No.
I mean, if I were a fish, I'd be busy blocking this out. The cameras and needles.
And he's done.
Can I give it a shot when he's in? Uh-oh.
We can, you sure?
No, man. I was looking at you when you thought about it. There was a flash of profound uncertainty and worry that crossed your visage.
Pretty awkward.
For who?
Well, for anyone. Just starting out. I mean, if you want to give it a shot, sure.
Coming up, I give it a shot.
Nurse, I can save this one.
But as usual...
You want to try another fish?
End up in the toilet.
Pretty much pure crap.
A big fish toilet.
I'm just glad I got a life jacket on.
I know.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's worse going to happen?
Okay. Chris, you want to help him on that? Okay.
I'll be your assistant this time.
Oh, yeah. Chris, play that for me, would you?
As you can see, Dave was a little apprehensive about letting me play doctor. Later, I found out why. Turns out, if I killed this fish, I could have completely messed up their study, which would have potentially cost Rocky Reach big bucks for many complicated reasons. Which only goes to prove that if ignorance is bliss, well, I've got a lot of bliss.
And then right along the midline?
Yep. Perfect.
Good? Like
good.
That?
Good.
All right. All right, this goes in this one first?
It doesn't matter. And like, stick it...
Like this?
Just like that.
Okay.
Tilt it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll assist you with this.
All right, would you please? Thanks. Oh, that looks perfect. You're doing very well.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
All right.
Nurse, I can save this one. All right, we're going to go through the other wall here.
Yep. Want to do a little bit closer to your cut there.
Too far?
Yeah, you still want to go closer to
it. Super close, I see.
Yep. Squeeze and pull it, like, in.
Well, this is going to take forever.
Oh, wait, when you have this.
I'm all jacked up.
Oh, you are kind of jacked
up. Yeah.
Right? All right, maybe.
Yeah, these hemostats are broken. Hope this guy doesn't wake up.
He's
probably having one of those things where he's aware through your whole surgery. Very tricky. What the heck? What?
Let me see if I can get this. And pull it through. Supposedly. You want to try another fish?
She's still moving?
Not really.
Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, perfect.
Good. Yep. He's going to save. This one's dead already. Let me practice on him.
We can do that.
No, he's alive. He's good. He's great.
Just to be clear, Dave later told me that the fish pulled through the operation with flying colors and when last seen was happily swimming toward the ocean.
That's pretty much it with that process.
Is there anything else you would like to do today?
Yeah, we're headed to the island.
What island?
Turtle Rock.
What happens on Turtle Rock?
Turtle Rock Island is a 10-minute boat ride from the dam.
We're heading over to Turtle Rock.
Inside these pools on Turtle Rock Island, baby salmon from hatcheries grow until they're big enough to be released into the wild. Many of the babies are tagged for research purposes, but a few of these tags have fallen out of their body cavities and sunk to the bottom of the pool with all the fish poo. Dave tells me that when fish tags go missing in the poo, it messes up their research. So, how does that impact me?
Gonna wade through some fish crap and retrieve some pit tags. That's a job.
All right.
All right. Here. It's beautiful. Where's the poo?
Well, this is pond number one at Turtle Rock Island here.
It's a toilet.
A toilet?
It's a nice toilet, but yeah, it's a toilet.
It is.
The pool is a temporary holding area for the baby salmon. It's like a fish motel. And I'm like a maid.
I'm just glad I got a life jacket on.
I know.
I mean,
you'd hate to drown in here, huh?
I really would.
I'm vacuuming up all the poo, and we're pumping it into a shallow pool, where I'll be given a magnet to find the tiny metal tags.
You hear it sucking there?
Oh, I hear it sucking. That's the sound of dirty jobs sucking. I hear it sucking hard. The water's very cold. Poo is very soft. It's pretty much everywhere.
Now we can take a magnet and go through piles of crap?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
How deep is that water?
6-8 inches maybe.
Pretty much pure crap. Does this thing normally fill up all the way?
No.
Then what's with the big, giant, steep concrete sides?
Well, they don't want it to overflow.
I don't think we're in any grave danger of that.
I don't either. Okay. Could be all mucky and slick in here, so be careful.
Those are the underlying qualities of poo.
Attached to the end of my stick is a magnetic strip that should lift any pit tags sucked out from the pond earlier.
No tags.
No tags yet.
Doesn't smell any better when you kick it up, does it?
No.
Kids, don't smoke. And if you do, don't smoke in a pit full of crap. It's disgusting.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah. Holy cow, we hit the mother load.
You got something?
1, 2, 3.
3?
4, 5, 6, 7. 8.
9.
9.
How about that?
It's got to be some kind of record.
Yep, so these tags will be taken out of the original tag files and eliminated and be able to be reused. Nice and smooth, not too fast. Oh, you got two back there.
Yeah.
One there and one there.
Here, bro. There's one,
two. Great.
Well, Dave, it's been fascinating.
Yes, it has.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah?
Eye-opening.
Good.
Unforgettable. I'm actually soaking wet, and I've had enough.
Okay.
But really, thanks for having me out.
You bet. Pleasure.
Yeah. I could probably draw a bright line between a guy and a pit full of crap with a magnet looking for little tiny tracking devices and millions of people in Seattle who flick a switch and have their lights come on. I don't really have the energy to do it, but you get the idea. That's what this dam is all about. That's what Dave's all about. I'm done. Hey, you know, we'll go just about anywhere for the right dirty job. We'll crawl on our hands and knees through tunnels full of chunks of ice, sub-zero temperatures, just to make a point. Right now, the point is this. If you have an idea for a dirty job, discovery.com/dirty jobs. Tell us all about it, and we'll crawl through an icy tunnel near you. Or not.
Safety. Gotta be safe. Look both ways. Don't take chances. Be careful. Don't be stupid.
Save the fish, baby. Saving some fish.